Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter from reader Donna Deneau expresses concerns with the Bradford bypass. Dear editor, what good is the Lake Simcoe Protection Plan, when it is not protecting Lake Simcoe from a highway bypass that we do not need and that will harm the lake? Why is Premier Ford allowed to exempt this bypass from a current and extremely important environmental assessment? Is it, perhaps, because a new EA will point out the negative effects of the bypass? The assessment he is using is nearly a quarter of a century old. He is taking advantage of our innocence. This proposed bypass threatens our wetlands and watersheds. The Holland Marsh is the largest and most significant wetland in the Lake Simcoe watershed. What will happen to wildlife habitat? This bypass also threatens Lake Simcoe itself, a lake which is already struggling with pollution. And what will happen to the Lake Simcoe fish habitat? A study out of the UK says, essentially, bypasses do not work, they only move the problem down the road. Has anyone stopped to think about countless winters of road salt runoff heading straight into the lake? It's very worrisome. This beautiful lake will surely be damaged. A lake which people love to swim in, fish in, camp near and enjoy all summer long. Imagine our kids and their kids unable to use this incredibly beautiful and important lake. What about the Great Lakes? Lake Simcoe is connected to Lake Ontario and Georgian Bay. Whatever happens to Lake Simcoe is going to also affect the Great Lakes. If we don't stand up and protect our precious environment, who will? Please write to the Department of Fisheries and Oceans and say, please, stop the Bradford Bypass. Donna Deneau, Whitchurch, Stouffville.